2H. Exercise 4, page 24.
And today on the show we have Betty Nichols, who is an online shopping expert, ready to give our listeners online shopping tips. Betty, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Robert.
Betty, first of all, what are the benefits of shopping online?
Well, I think the biggest benefit is that you can easily find the product you're looking for and shop for things at the convenience of your own home. The prices online are fairly reasonable, and you can order what you need at a click of a button. That also saves travelling time to retail shops, so you can spend your time on more important tasks or hobbies.
So how do auction websites work?
With most online auctions, you simply bid on an item and wait for another user to try and outbid you. If you're the last user to place a bid on an item, then you win it. Users don't have to make a payment unless they are the winning bidder. What's great about such sites is you choose the price you are willing to pay.
And what are the drawbacks of shopping online?
The biggest drawback is that you can't actually try the clothing on, and you can't see the product up close to know what it looks like. It's one thing to see a photo of it, and another when you get it home and it doesn't fit, or it's the wrong colour. That's why you have to make sure that you go to sites that have a return policy.
That leads into my next question. What are some things people should be aware of when shopping online?
Well, you should be aware of what people are selling and make sure it's a secure site. You wouldn't want to go into a shady-looking shop that didn't appear safe, so you shouldn't trust your online security on a website that doesn't feel quite right. You should check for expected delivery dates, shipping and handling fees, and return policies and other important information.
Is it better to pay by credit card or debit card?
It's important that customers understand the difference between the two. There's a difference in how transactions are processed and the protection offered to people when they use them. While debit cards can be used for online purchases, using a credit card adds one more layer of protection, even though you are paying higher interest rates. If the worst does happen and your account information is stolen, then the most that they can do is run up charges on your card. With a debit card, this would mean emptying your bank account.
Well, Betty, is there anything else you would like to add?
Yes, I'd like to warn people to be careful with their credit card statements. If you shop online, it's important to check your statements every month. Don't just assume that your statement is correct because you don't notice excess charges. Many times, identity thieves will charge a small amount of money on your card one month to see if it works, and they may not attempt to charge a lot of money until weeks or months later. So if you notice any unusual charges, it's best to check it immediately. Oh, and lastly, you should also keep your computer secure by downloading antivirus programs or updating your browsers and securing your online connections. If your computer is up to date, you will minimize potential security threats.
Thank you, Betty. That's all the time we have for today on